Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Ron Suskind has unearthed more examples of Iraq War propaganda. In his new book, The Way of the World, Suskind writes that in late 2003, the White House ordered the CIA to forge a letter, supposedly from the head of the Iraqi intelligence agency, to Saddam Hussein. The letter was dated July 2001 and claimed that Mohammed Atta, who led the September 11th terrorist attacks, had trained in Iraq. The Bush administration wanted to use the forged letter to link Iraq to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. In December 2003, news media reported on the letter as if it were genuine. Suskind also writes that Iraq's former intelligence chief had disclosed to Western governments prior to the U.S. invasion that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. responded by secretly resettling the Iraqi official in Jordan and paying him $5 million. The White House denies the allegations and has accused Suskind of gutter journalism.
In May, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, carried out a raid on a meatpacking plant in Postville, Iowa, that was widely condemned as inhumane. The agency split up families, charged more than 300 people with criminal offenses, and detained some in animal pens prior to deportation. Now, ICE is trying what it calls a, quote, compassionately conceived enforcement initiative, end quote. For a few weeks, ICE is allowing undocumented immigrants in five U.S. cities to deport themselves as part of its Operation Scheduled Departure. One immigrant rights activist said the program makes no sense and is simply a PR move to, quote, put a happy face on what have been really brutal actions, end quote.
A controversial film questioning global warming was unfair and biased, but not harmful, according to the British media regulator Ofcom. The Great Global Warming Swindle was commissioned and aired by Britain's Channel 4. Following the broadcast, more than 250 people complained to Ofcom, including a detailed filing from scientists. Here's a clip from the film.
But in this film, it will be shown that there is nothing unusual about the current temperature, that the Earth's climate is always changing, and that the scientific evidence does not support the notion that climate is driven by carbon dioxide, man-made or otherwise. Everywhere you are told that man-made climate change is proved beyond doubt. But you are being told lies.
Ofcom faulted the film for misrepresenting statements by scientists and being unfair to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. But the agency said that its impartiality rules did not apply. Because global warming is so widely accepted, it can no longer be considered a controversial issue.
You might remember the Lincoln Group as the public relations firm that secretly placed U.S. military propaganda in Iraqi newspapers. The firm has won several government contracts since its questionable Iraq work was outed in late 2005. Recently, the Lincoln Group won a six-month contract with the U.S. Army that's worth more than $14 million. The contract is part of the Army's efforts to isolate bomb makers and users from the general population of Afghanistan. The Lincoln Group will develop an anti-bomb information campaign using billboards, radio, television, posters, and newspaper ads. One of its goals is to convince Afghans to report suspicious activities.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the film The Great Global Warming Swindle. The movie's list of interviewees is a who's who of climate change skeptics. One is Fred Singer, who has a long history of consulting for oil, gas, and tobacco companies. Singer runs the Science and Environmental Policy Project, which has questioned whether secondhand tobacco smoke, asbestos, and pesticides really pose health risks. Singer worked with Philip Morris and the Tobacco Institute in the 1990s to challenge proposed regulations of tobacco smoke. Singer promoted what he called the Top 5 Environmental Myths of 1995, which included tobacco smoke, global warming, and radon gas. The PR firm for British American Tobacco had proposed the list to Singer.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.